2 Samuel chapter 13. Absalom, the son of David, had a beautiful sister named Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David, loved her. Amnon was so obsessed with his sister Tamar that he became sick because she was a virgin and it seemed impossible for Amnon to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend named Jonadab, the son of David's brother, Shimeah. Jonadab was a very shrewd person. He asked Amnon, "Why, O son of the king, are you so depressed morning after morning? Won't you tell me?" Then Amnon said to him, "I am in love with Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister." Jonadab told him, "Lie down on your bed and pretend to be sick. When your father comes to see you, say to him, 'Please let my sister Tamar come and give me some food to eat and prepare food in my sight, that I may see it and eat it from her hand.'" So Amnon laid down and pretended he was sick, and when the king came to see him, Amnon said to the king, "Please let my sister Tamar come and make a couple cakes in my sight, that I may eat from her hand." Then David sent word to Tamar at the palace, "Go to your brother Amnon's house and prepare some food for him." So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, where he was lying down. She took dough and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight and baked the cakes. Then she took the pan and set it before him, but he refused to eat. Then Amnon said, "Send everyone out of here." So everyone left. Then Amnon said to Tamar, "Bring the food into the bedroom so that I may eat from your hand." So Tamar took the cakes she had made and brought them into the bedroom to Amnon, her brother. Now when she brought them near for him to eat, he grabbed hold of her and said to her, "Come to bed with me, my sister." But she refused. "No, my brother, don't force me. Such a thing should never be done in Israel. Don't be so stupid. Where could I get rid of my disgrace? And you will have a reputation like one of the fools in Israel. Now, therefore, please speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you." But he refused to listen to her, and being stronger than she was, he forced and raped her. Then Amnon hated her with an intense hatred. His hatred for her was greater than the love with which he had previously loved her. Then Amnon sneered at her, "Get out of here." But she objected, "No, for throwing me out is worse than what you just did to me." But he refused to listen to her. Then he called his personal attendant and demanded, "Throw this woman out of here and lock the door behind her." She was wearing a long robe with sleeves, for these were the robes the king's daughters, who were virgins, normally wore. Then his attendant forced her out and locked the door behind her. Then Tamar put ashes on her head and tore the long robe she was wearing. She put her hand on her head and went away, crying aloud as she went. Then Absalom, her brother, asked her, "Has Amnon your brother been with you? Be quiet for now, my sister. He is your brother. Don't let this thing get to you." So Tamar remained a desolate woman in her brother Absalom's house. But when King David heard about all these things, he was furious. Absalom did not speak a word to Amnon, either good or bad. Absalom hated Amnon because he had raped his sister Tamar. After 2 full years, Absalom had sheep shearers in Baal Hazor, near Ephraim, and Absalom invited all the king's sons. Absalom came to the king and said, "Your servants, sheep shearers, have begun their work. Will the king and his servants please join your servant?" Then the king said to Absalom, "No, my son, we shouldn't go, or it would be too much of a burden for you." He continued to press him, but the king would not go, but did give him his blessing. Then Absalom said, "If you won't go, then please let my brother Amnon go with us." The king said to him, "Why should he go with you?" But Absalom continued pressing him until he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. Then Absalom commanded his servants, "Watch now. When Amnon is happily drunk, then I will tell you, 'Strike Amnon,' then kill him. Do not be afraid, because I am the one who has commanded you to do it. Be courageous and valiant." The servants of Absalom did to Amnon just as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons got up, mounted their mules, and fled. While they were on their way, news reached David, saying, "Absalom has slain all the king's sons, not one of them has been left alive." Then the king got up, tore his clothes, and lay on the ground. All his servants stood by with their clothes torn. Now Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, said, "My lord should not assume that they have killed all the young men who are the king's sons, for only Amnon is dead. Absalom has been planning this ever since the day that Amnon raped his sister Tamar. Now don't let my lord the king become overly concerned about this report that all the king's sons are dead. Amnon is the only one dead." Meanwhile, Absalom fled. Now the young watchman looked up and saw many people coming from the west, from the road along the side of the hill. Then Jonadab said to the king, "Look, the king's sons are coming. It has happened just as your servant said it would." As soon as he finished speaking, the king's sons arrived. They were weeping and wailing aloud, with the king and all his servants weeping bitterly with them. Absalom fled and went to Talmai, the son of Ammihur, king of Geshur. But David grieved over his son day after day. After Absalom fled to Geshur, he remained there 3 years. The heart of King David longed to go to Absalom, for he was consoled over the death of Amnon.